Sports.com.
Is What's On Your Mind, the preview program. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Mark Scogerbo. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm above average again. I don't know what's happening to me, Scott.
Thursday, on AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090, Talk Radio in the Bakken, soon to be joined by KFIRE 550 Bismarck, KCJB Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. By the way, I talked to somebody yesterday that was listening to us in Belfield, another in Dickinson, and, you know, that KTGO signal, we forget, sometimes booms all the way down to the I-94, in addition to, you know, a good chunk of, you know, Montana and Saskatchewan and northwest North Dakota. So
I've gotten some good comments from Minot.
Exactly right. So you really get, I always think of Minot to Williston, but I guess I think of, you know, Belfield and 94 and you know, the southern edge is a little bit of out of that range, but... Just pleased to hear from some of the folks that that signal is just a booming to northwest to North Dakota, which is great. We're going to run through some news headlines for you here to start. Steve Bakken will join me a little bit. We'll preview what's to come on What's On Your Mind. And the guests and topics we'll be tackling on the program next hour and in the 10 o'clock hour. And some sports headlines. I am not going to be here tomorrow. And Mark is going to be my place in the 8 o'clock hour. Gary Emineth, my partner, will be subbing for me along with Steve on the... hours 2 and 3 of What's On Your Mind. And my wife encouraged me to tell you why I was going to be gone, because she thinks it's kind of funny.
Why, it's funny?
Funny in that I'm actually attending a silent retreat.
Uh-oh, you're going to be put in the stocks.
And I have, you know, imagine a radio talk show host, and someone, even when he's not on the radio, talks a lot, having to be silent. As in,
good luck.
and I mean, it's not optional, right? I mean, it's you know.
No, what do they do to you? Can they kick you out of there if you start?
I suppose they could, but I think most people are, you know, responsible enough that if you agree to be at the retreat that you're going to respect your fellow.
But won't it be easy to slip up? Like, you know, like if you stub your toe,
I don't know. I've never.
You probably don't want to curse at a retreat like this.
I've never been to one. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later.
How long are you going to be there?
It starts tonight at 6:30. And goes through 6:30 or 7 on Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's 3 full days.
Wow.
And
72 quiet hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you think I can do it?
I know you can. I know you can. I know this really matters to you, Scott.
A friend of mine that actually invited me by the name of Mike Lifrick. Mike lives out in Center, North Dakota. And I've been invited by other folks in our church to go before, and it's usually you plan way in advance, and it's just it's something I've not made an effort to do. And so this came up last minute. They had a cancellation, and I talked to my wife and said, "Dear, I hate being gone on the weekend, and I do because I'm gone enough during the week. Would you be so gracious as to be without your husband for one of those precious weekends?" And she was wonderful about it. But, you know, it's... This friend of mine, Mike, who's been there before, he said the first time that he attended one, he you know, was there for 3 days. When he left, it's down at this particular is a Jesuit retreat center at Lake Elmo.
Wow.
And so it's called the Montreville. And he said when he left, you know, got in the middle of Twin Cities traffic on his way home, it was a really strange experience because he seemed like he was going about a mile an hour. And the world rushes by, you know, at a zillion miles an hour.
Wow.
Because you finally slow down to the point enough
right.
Where you're, you know, just think about how many different distractions we have and noises we have and, you know, stuff thrown into our brain all the time.
How many people ever actually do respond to the verse, "Be still and know I am God"?
Exactly. And that's one of my all-time favorite Bible verses. Maria's too. And so it's time. It'll be fun.
Well, and you know, I'll turn in a couple of prayer requests for you to meditate on. I believe in two people agreeing about stuff, and so that'll be your job for 3 days.
Yes. So anyway, looking forward to that very much. All right. So let's check some news headlines here.
Interesting. Senate panel okays attack on Syria, but very interesting to look at who voted yes and who didn't.
Now that is the that is a Senate committee, right?
Right.
And so tell us who voted yes and who voted no.
Well, listen to this interesting mix. Barbara Boxer, Christopher Coons, Dick Turbin, Benjamin Carden, Shaheen, Jeannie Shaheen.
Shaheen,
yeah. Robert Menendez, Tim Kaine, Jeff Flake, and then John McCain and Bob Corker. Vote yes. No, Chris Murphy, Tom Udall for left reasons, Marco Rubio, Risch, Paul Rand, Ron Johnson, and John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, basically vote no. And there's some, first of all, here's again, a red light in my head right away. The resolution would limit hostilities to 60 or 90 days. Right there, you're telling Assad, just cool it for a couple of months. Go hide your stuff like they're doing. Bring your Scud missiles into the neighborhoods. Contain military action to Syria's borders. Prohibit U.S. troops on Syrian soil. It's a really constrained, and it's not very strong.
You know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was these members of the military holding up signs saying, you know, I'm not going to war.
Right.
I didn't sign up to be a Marine to fight for Al-Qaeda rebels.
Now, think of that picture versus the picture of how Bush got along with the American troops after 9/11 and how he was literally adored as he'd make surprise visits and continues to visit without fanfare the wounded warriors. Entirely different. If you don't even have the mandate of your troops, you know, it's really not considered gauche to question your commanding officer publicly.
Well, there's a New York Times story today about the Syrian rebels and their brutality. You know, so again, this is
see, there we go.
This is the side we're picking in this one, and that's why it's so tough. I have to admit, I have a overwhelming sense of I come back to World War II. You know, and that was, you know, a different era, certainly, but a sickness by Hitler that needed others to stand up and say,
it did.
We're going to take this on. And that's the part of me that comes back to say, hey, chemical weapons,
yeah.
You know, unleashed. And even, you know, it's hard to set aside the death of 1,400 people, right? And you see the pictures of these children, and it's awful.
In their death throes. This is horrific.
It is, to me, more a sense of what do you do about that happening and knowing that where they probably have these weapons, there's more, right? So I do think there is, we have to stand up against this. Now, how you enter, a battle and pick a side and know that there's ties to Al-Qaeda by the rebels, and, you know, that makes this much more difficult.
First of all, you said, and you put an S on the end of the word other. We had something called the Allies.
Yeah.
In even the Gulf War, and certainly World War II. And one of the things that started to have the wheels come off in Nam was the flagging of our allies. Another thing is Obama had clear justification, according to War Powers Act, to thump them really hard the minute this happened. And the longer it goes, the more they can hide it, defuse their chemical weapons, defuse their launch capabilities. And what are they doing? They're wrapping civilians around them to where if we hit them, then we cause collateral civilian death. It's so awful. But I think Obama has squandered his A, credibility, and B, his chance. His timing is gone.
Yeah, if you saw a speech or whatever comments, I guess, in that press conference in Sweden yesterday, you'd really be appalled. I mean, that was the most, my credibility's not in line. This is American credibility.
This is all about his credibility.
Congress's credibility. You know, don't point any fingers at me.
He has no standing in the world. This is probably why it happened, because Assad had no respect for him. This would not have happened against George Bush or Reagan, would it have?
No.
Wouldn't have happened. The only other president I can think of so weak would have been Carter. They would have done it against Carter.
I saw a story in the Williston Herald about a Watford City farmer, David Hoffman. Normally a one-man farming operation, but he had a coronary bypass surgery recently. And so Farm Rescue came to his aid. And I thought, you know, those are the stories I'd rather focus
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Than the brutality of Syrian rebels and having to pick sides. But this is a big story. Obviously, there's a lot on the line here.
We have to stay with it, but it's... You know, prayer, what you're going to do, really important.
The Pope Francis has called for a International Day of Prayer and Fasting on Saturday, specifically about Syria.
I'll join you that day.
So that word is going on. There's a number of things happening locally, even in some of the churches in our region as a result of that. So a lot of folks heeding the heeding him on that. Anything else we need to squeeze in here quick on news headlines?
Well, I thought it was pretty cool that the man survived a boat ordeal on Lake of the Woods, having almost lost it in Great Travis Bay with 5-6 foot waves one time, and understanding how grim that could get out there.
Good news. There also a victory in the lawsuit against the North Dakota Public Service Commission over campaign contributions. The judge in the case ruling against the plaintiffs. And, of course, they wanted to remove state rights in regulating surface mining. We have that up as a question of the day. You can weigh in on that. One of our topics coming up on What's on Your Mind. More on that in a bit. Mark back at the bottom of the hour with sports. This is the What's on Your Mind preview show. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till it is this song. Scrolling till the nighttime phase is on. All along I keep singing my song. I say this phase is always.
What's on your mind? That is the question we ask each and every weekday morning on the program we call What's on Your Mind? With Steve Bakken and yours truly, taking your phone calls. Steve's back today on the program. Off yesterday. But we'll be back today on the program. and then subbing for me as well tomorrow
on the show.
And I'm curious, what's on your mind? Is it Syria? How do you want your member of Congress to vote on military action on Syria? Last time I checked that question on our Facebook page, I didn't see one yes. There's 62 some odd comments up there right now. And I see a lot of no's. You think Syria's on the mind of our What's on Your Mind audience today, Steve?
I don't think so. Not unless something actually transpires, then I think it's kind of in the forefront of everybody's mind.
You don't think folks are watching this debate right now and seeing, wondering what Congress is going to do? And
I think to the extent that people are going, really? Do we belong in the Middle East in another no-win scenario?
You know, it seems to me that this has reached a crescendo, mostly obviously because of the president punting back to Congress what to do. And I do think a lot of people are paying attention to it. I know a number of, I mentioned earlier, Pope Francis has put out a call to have a day of prayer and fasting specifically on Syria worldwide. And I've received a lot of notices of different churches that are doing things on Saturday here locally to take this on. So, you know, that part of the world is something you do need to pay attention to, because you pull one thread and, you can unravel a sweater in a hurry. And so this is not that's not child's play at all. Anyway, we'll share some of the comments, but I can't find a yes. I cannot find a single person here that wants their member of Congress to vote yes on this. None.
You know, I hearken back to what Congressman Cramer told us about his trip to Israel. You know, Israel said, do not worry about their neighbors. The only thing we have to worry about is Iran. They live there. They should know. We should probably heed that advice.
Very interesting. All other questions that we're going to tackle here that we've posted, by the way, just let me tell you quickly, our guest, Sean Howard of TransCanada, will be here. We've got a Keystone Pipeline update. A couple of things. Since we last talked to the folks from TransCanada, continued roadblocks, I guess that's nothing new, on the administration delaying it. Also, the top oil man in the Bakken, Harold Hamm, has said, you know what, it's no longer necessary. We've found other ways to get our oil to market. The government's delayed it too long, and there's a company that had a promise to take, I think, about one-third of the oil that would go on the pipeline. And they're saying they'll keep the promise, but they're just saying, as far as they're concerned, there's other ways to get the oil to market now. And this is one of the reasons government cannot move that slow.
You know, I don't think, well, especially in business, I mean, time is business's biggest detriment. And I think the XL pipeline is still needed. It's just, I think the reasons it's needed from a North Dakota perspective have shifted. You know, when you look at a lot of oil that was going to be shipped out of the Bakken through the XL pipeline, those numbers aren't there anymore. Then the next was, we're looking at 200,000 barrels. Now it's 100,000 barrels. You know, at a certain point, you know, what's the impact of the Bakken? Now, impact to the nation, I think it's still needed, but it's from a Bakken perspective, I think Harold Hamm is correct.
Senator John Hoeven will also join us. We'll talk about where he's headed on Syria, where he's at right now. Obviously, one of those that will have a chance to vote. Full committee's voted in the Senate. Now it goes to the full Senate to vote. And also some proposed changes to the crop insurance program. Two topics we'll tackle with him on the program today. And, of course, welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well. Did you see that that picture of John McCain in committee playing poker on his phone during the Syria hearing?
Obviously, he had nothing better to do.
Does this upset you?
A little bit.
I kind of think it's no big deal. I mean, a lot of people made a big deal out of it, but, I mean, a 3.5-hour hearing, and You know, in one sense, it sort of smacks of the arrogance of members of Congress where, you know, if somebody else is talking, what do I need to hear them for? I'm the only one that matters. On the other hand, if it is a 3.5-hour hearing and, you know.
And you wonder why there's gridlock in Washington. You know, if you're not going to pay attention and listen to what somebody else has to say and then form your opinion and have an open dialogue and a discussion about issues, then why are you even there?
Yeah, I'm curious if folks you're ticked about this.
Hey, yeah, I am.
He tweeted afterwards saying he lost, by the way. And kind of making light of the whole thing. So we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, but he really lost. Did he lose or did the American people lose?
Well, I in a 3.5-hour hearing when you have made up your mind on a particular issue. He obviously, John McCain has been one of the leading voices on Syria. I mean, he's been there.
It's frightening to me, though, when you don't want to listen to what somebody else has to say. I don't care how diametrically opposed you may be to them politically, but I want to hear what other people have to say.
You know, so you've never buried your head in a phone in a meeting before.
Oh, absolutely. I have done that in the past.
Well, that's all he really did here. I mean, I don't think he's done anything anybody else, not any of the rest of us haven't done.
Yeah.
You know, there's meeting in this 3.5-hour hearing. I mean, obviously, it's a much weightier topic probably than the average, meeting that happens out there. But anyway, you tell us what you think about
serving,
that.
Isn't serving in Congress a privilege?
Sure.
Shouldn't you be pretty damn proud that you have the opportunity to serve your constituents while you're there?
Yeah, I guess I don't equate.
Paying attention in a meeting.
I don't necessarily equate. Given everything that's on the, I don't know. I'm not that ramped up about it, but you are, and maybe others are as well. So it'll be fun to see what people have to say. We also have a victory in the lawsuit against the North Dakota Public Service Commission. They've been wrestling with this issue of campaign contributions. The judge in the case ruled against the plaintiff's wishes to take North Dakota out of the regulation of surface mining. You know, this was really a ruse on the part of the Dakota Resource Council because, you know, they don't like surface mining. They'd rather end it. And if they can get North Dakota out of regulating it, their chances increase. So it's really what it's about.
That was a shot at our coal industry is what that was.
Sure it was. And using the contributions, judge didn't buy it. Did he make the right decision? We're going to talk about that, too. All coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All I've been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness
in me. I'm back. Mark Skogerbo's back. This is the What's On Your Mind preview hour on AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO 1090 AM, Talk Radio in the Bakken. And soon we'll be joined by KFIRE 550, KCJB 910 in Minot, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. And we'll get the What's On Your Mind program cranking, but we begin in this hour just getting you up to speed on what the heck happened. Like, did the Twins win?
Well.
Did the Twins lose? The Red Hawks win? Did the Red Hawks lose? Are the Vikings going to get a new stadium? Are their owners scoundrels? You know, all these things. Yesterday, the North Dakota Broadcast Association had its a fall meeting in Fargo. And Senator Heidi Heitkamp was scheduled to speak, obviously was called back because of Syria, and so had to cancel her appearance over the lunch hour. And so we found a pinch hitter, Gene Taylor, the athletic director of NDSU.
And that had to be fun.
He came over and talked about a couple of things. One, about the unbelievable academic success that the athletes have. You know, he talked about the schedule of the average athlete. You know, where you have a 20-hour cap on the amount of practice time a week. But think about that. It's 20 hours a week practice time. Right. Above that, you have strength training. You have, you know, other things outside of actual practice that you need to do on your own. Plus, obviously, the games and whatnot. And you're a full-time student. So, you know, you put a lot on these athletes. But, you know, the average GPA is a nice number, you know, north of 3.
Wow.
So he talked about their performance in the classroom. Also talked about the potential of adding another tier, you know, and to watch that closely, but also obviously spent a lot of time just talking about Kansas State and and that victory. And he mentioned that, I forget how long ago, but not all that long ago, they got a call saying, hey, would you mind moving the game from Saturday to Friday? And NDSU said, well, sure, but why? And they said, well, Fox is starting a new sports network to compete against ESPN1. Fox Sports, and they want to do a nationally televised show. So, you know, it took them 30 seconds to say yes, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because now the game goes to national television.
Pretty cool.
Think about that.
Tremendous recruiting tool. That victory will bear fruit for a decade.
And he just said, you couldn't even quantify the value to the school of that exposure.
That's right.
Everything that's happened. And I guess on College Game Day, they always have a celebrity on ESPN. And this weekend, they had a K-State graduate. I forget who the guy was, some television star or something. So he comes out with a K-State jersey and hat on, you know, on Saturday on College Game Day, the most watched college football program in the country. And, of course, the whole topic is that his K-State team got beat by the Bison.
What up?
Now remember, Montana State pulled out, right? They were supposed to be this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that.
That was wise.
Well, really, because given what happened with Kansas State,
right,
to have Montana State right after, it was wise on the part of Montana State when they did it, obviously. But actually, for the Bison now, they would
and now
a ton of pressure. They just beat Kansas State. Now, you know, first game, the second game, they got to go into Montana State. So
now the commissioner of the Big Ten says, please don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
No more games with lesser-ranked teams from other lowly places. And tonight it begins, you know, football. The rematch of last season's 38-35 double OT victory by the Ravens over Super Bowl. Over Denver. And Denver is cited to be maybe winning tonight. They're expecting them to win. So NFL season officially starts tonight at 7:30. And then the other baseball things you mentioned, the Hawks are at it again. They win 2-0. Great pitching, great hitting. Peep Corn continued his dramatics, and he just thumped a RBI single in the eighth. And the Red Hawks won in the first game of the first round of the playoffs in the American Association. Very, very cool. One of the PP boys hit his first home run for the Twins, Presley. But they lost to the Astros. Nonetheless, they have won 11 out of their last 18 on the road, and they've won two series in a row in Texas. So the Twins, new kids, are showing some life. Pretty encouraged about that.
Now, you always manage to be encouraged even when they lose.
I am. I am because last year when they'd lost 96 games, it was hard for me to get too ramped up about this year. But we're not going to lose near that many this year. And next year, we've got some really good young arms. We've got a nucleus that really looks good, anchored around a couple of cool veterans like Willingham and Maurer. You know, we've got a solid team and a great minor league system. That's the only reason we're even competitive. You know, and we keep trading away our greatest players. Caller yesterday said 25 ex-Twins are performing admirably in both the American and National Baseball League. So that's been my biggest heartache is I keep praying for $1 billion so I could buy the Twins and give these people lifetime contracts if they've got great character.
I wonder how many people have buying the Twins on their lotto winning bucket list, but you do.
At the top of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of hard because I rarely ever buy a lotto ticket except when you exhort me to.
Well, it's getting up there again. You might want to start thinking about it.
I know you are. So I wanted to say, though, Scott is he talks about his generosity first if he ever wins one. So he's
and Marco always says I shouldn't make promises like that.
No, he makes them sincerely. Very, very generous. It's fun to hear him talk about it.
All right. What else?
Lynx keep at it, winning again. We got a really nice looking Minnesota ladies basketball team. And I got to say, I'm fired up as we go to Detroit with the Vikings. Ponder and Peterson, I think we're going to win in Detroit.
You like our chances there?
I do. I really like a healthy Jared Allen trying to become the active sack leader. He's only five away. We got some a whole bunch of wonderful receivers. I think we got a chance to be a playoff team that goes deep.
Ever the optimist, Mark R. When he puts that sports hat on, Mark the Freedom Poet. Aren't you?
I am. But you know, my favorite sport is winning elections when constitutionalists beat non-constitutionalists.
You have an idea for a little sporting event on the Constitution front? Right. Yep. Here in North Dakota, you want us to have a Constitution convention?
I do. I think, folks, the most important book I've read about the Constitution since the Federalist Papers, I am not kidding, Mark Levin's amazing book about the Liberty Amendments. We'll be talking about that a week from Monday at the Pizza Ranch because this book rocks. It provides the answer to balanced budget and tax intrusions, a lot of things. Very cool.
Mark Levin is, of course, heard on our AM 1100 The Flag.
Yeah.
Radio station.
I listen to him a lot.
In Fargo, Moorhead. And he is, you know, grew up in Philadelphia and just lives and breathes the Constitution, the founders. He's a one-man walking encyclopedia on it.
And it's just, but the thing about this book, it's the most action-oriented, it's the most focused, because he's got all 11 of these amendments at the back explained in the sections, really clear, folks. You can get through it in a half an hour. And then the body of his book explains the historical precedent. These amendments do nothing but strengthen the original Constitution. They're presented with the absolute eye to the vision and wisdom of the Founding Fathers. It is a masterpiece.
You know, one other sports note I wanted to chat about here. Did you see what the Denver Pioneers are doing to prevent Sioux fans from getting tickets to the game? You see this?
No.
So Denver is, you know, in Colorado in general, kind of a hotbed for Sioux alum for some reason. And so these games very often, home games for the Denver Pioneers or Colorado College Huskies, end up being almost like home games for the Sioux. Because there's so many fans wearing the, and it's gone on forever. I mean, it really has.
It's kind of like Milwaukee, Minnesota sometimes, and baseball gets really goofy.
So the Denver Pioneers have decided to trick Sioux fans, and if you want a ticket to the game, to the Sioux game when they are in Denver, you have to buy tickets for two other Denver Pioneer games.
Oh, come on.
Exactly how they're doing it.
That's not right.
They require fans buy tickets to two other select Pioneer games if they want to go to the UND-DU game. And by the way, they aren't saying which of the other games yet.
No, of course not.
But it won't be a second.
It'll be late December.
And of course, the alumni office has a few tickets, and they also have a group plan. So if you figured out a way to buy them in groups, you could get group tickets of 20 or more. So you'd have to buy 20 or more.
There's got to be somebody to appeal this to. This isn't wrong. You got to have some kind of civility between teams.
Doesn't it seem petty?
Very petty.
Paul Phillips, the captain of Denver, before last year's series, talked to U.S. College Hockey Online, said, as crazy as it sounds, even though it's a home game for us, it's kind of like a home game for them. They bring so many fans with them, and their fans are so loud. It's real important that we can't let their fans get into the game. We have to throw the first punch.
Crazy.
That is crazy, for sure.
But it's what a tribute to the fans, the North Dakota fans.
And, by the way, it looks like Ziggy's going to have enough money to pay his share of the Viking Stadium.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I know you were losing sleep over that.
Well, you know, and when he had all of these people lining up about lawsuits and stuff, you begin to wonder if the man is, you know, if he's going to have any gold left in his trouser.
Big photo of Christian Ponder in today's forum. He's smiling. The reason he's smiling is he's fully confident heading into this big season for him. So.
And doesn't have a lot of scabs and scars on him yet from the preseason. So
exactly.
And he's not limping, and he's smiling.
I'll give you the microphone tomorrow while I'm at this silent retreat. And I hope you root for me.
I will root for you.
Being able to stay silent.
And if you stub your toe.
Do you think it'll be difficult? Do you think I'll be stir crazy by the third day?
No, that won't happen. But to just shut it off, you're going to want to talk. Everybody, I've talked to people that have done this before, and all of a sudden they'll ask somebody a question and say, oops, my bad, you know? If you can get through this without uttering a word, that would be amazing to me.
That's what you want to know Monday? Did I make it?
Did you make it? I mean, this is like, well, what this is a fast of words. You know, this is a true 72-hour fast. There's many kinds of fasts, and that's one of them.
I look forward to listening.
That's the big part.
The entire time. It's the idea of not talking. You're listening the whole time. So, anyway, thank you, Mark. And thanks for subbing for me tomorrow.
Good luck.
Tell you about the weather coming up and then get cranking with What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing, from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. It'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Catching a bit of a hearing from yesterday on Syria in the House. Congress from South Carolina decided to take the opportunity to have John Kerry up there and get some answers on Benghazi. Didn't go over well with John Kerry. I'll tell you about the weather in a minute, but listen to this. I thought you might like the exchange.
I'm going to finish, Congressman. I am going to finish. When I was in the United States Senate, I supported military action in any number of occasions, including Grenada, Panama. I can run a list of them. And I am not going to sit here and be told by you that I don't have a sense of what the judgment is with respect to this. We're talking about people being killed by gas, and you want to go talk about Benghazi and Fast and Furious.
Absolutely want to talk about Benghazi, because four Americans lost their lives. I have sympathy for the people in Syria. And I do think there should be a worldwide response, but we should act cautiously.
Yeah, well, before Congressman, we act unilaterally. We are acting cautiously. We are acting so cautiously that the President of the United States was accused of not acting because he wanted to have sufficient evidence and he wanted to build the case properly.
Well, the argument went on from there. I want to talk about this now.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you, Jeff Duncan. I think a lot of us are happy that that gets raised and obviously ruffled the feathers of the Secretary of State, John Kerry, but I'm glad he did it. A little shot from Fox News there. Bill Hemmer weighing in at the end. All right, let me tell you about the weather forecast here and how we're looking. Let's start in the oil patch today. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon. Mostly sunny, a high near 88. South wind 7 to 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, about 60. South wind 5 to 7. Calm by midnight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow. Otherwise, sunny and 88. Calm wind becoming east, 5 to 7 in the afternoon. Friday night, the chance of showers increases both Friday night, Saturday, to upwards of 40% in the patch. And low Friday night, upper 50s. Saturday high, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy and, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms at about 40%. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. So we've even taken the percentage chances off of that altogether. Mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Chance of precip 60%. Sunday, showers, thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 75. And same thing Sunday. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms. Monday, it continues. And by the way, Sunday, 70, mid-70s. Sunday night, upper 50s. Monday, the showers and thunderstorms continue, mostly cloudy, mid-70s. Into Monday night, and by Tuesday, sunny mid-70s. Same with Wednesday without precip early next week. So that's what you're looking at there in the patch. Red River Valley, Fargo, Grand Forks, Wahpeton, Breckenridge, partly, mostly sunny, rather, with a high near the mid-80s later today. There is a chance for some scattered sprinkles after one. South-southeast winds under 10 miles an hour. Looks like Friday, sunny and hot. With a high near 93, south-southeast wind 5 to 8, becoming calm in the afternoon. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 66, with a northeast wind at 5 to 8. Saturday, sunny, high mid-80s, with a north-northeast wind at 7 to 11. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low 60s. Sunday, a little bit of chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny near 80. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around mid-60s. Monday, some showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low 80s. And then next week, some showers and thunderstorms continue Monday night, shutting it off just like the patch Tuesday into Wednesday. Highs in the low 80s, Tuesday upper 70s on Wednesday. So the weather is staying summer-like into September. Can't beat that. All right, let's take a trip around the region here, see what we're looking like with the current temperatures. Sun shining in the east, which is nice. Sun shining in the west, pretty much everywhere. Partly cloudy skies in some places, but for the most part, the sun is making its way through. 52 in Grand Forks, 50 at the Air Force Base, 61 Fargo, 66 in Wahpeton this hour. Wahpeton and Williston sharing the warm spots at 66 degrees. Dickinson, 61. 61 degrees and clear skies. This hour in Minot, Tioga, 63 and sunny. Bismarck, 63. Garrison, 63. Bismarck, 61, rather. Devil's Lake, 64. Jamestown, 61 degrees. There's your trip right around the state with the temps. All right, coming up on What's on Your Mind, Sean Howard of TransCanada. Where are we at on the Keystone XL pipeline? More roadblocks. When will the delays end? And why is one of North Dakota's most successful oil men, Harold Hamm, saying it's too late? It's no longer necessary. We're going to dig into that. Also talk a little bit about the environmentalists' claims that the Keystone XL pipeline project impact on the climate would be enormous. Got an excuse a week, these guys. Senator John Hoeven will join us, talk about his thoughts on military action against Syria, as well as the crop insurance program. Those two guests, Keystone XL Pipeline, and our focus at 9:30, Senator John Hoeven after the news at 10. And the bookends, to begin the program and end the program, your chance to weigh in at 800-228-0550. Here's my question. Is Syria on your mind? I mean, are you really zeroed in on what's happening with Syria? how you want your member of Congress to vote, or anything but Syria. We're going to talk about that, some other things in the news as well. Steve's a little upset John McCain was on his smartphone playing poker. We're going to use that as an issue, too. All coming up. Give us a ring.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is E Pluribus Unum, rather than In God We Trust, an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your 1-year free subscription.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.